Central. We're coming to you live from Sam's Club in Altoona, the Blair County Food Drive. If you want to stop by here, donate some food here at Sam's Club, Altoona, or Walmart across the way, the Walmart in East Freedom as well. The Penn State Altoona men's basketball team is here doing some volunteer work, trying to help out the cause with the donations. And Dave McGreal, the Penn State Altoona men's basketball coach, joins us right now. Looking forward to this discussion. I've known and read a lot about you. You've been in town for a long time now, eight-plus years, Dave. We never had a chance to meet, so good to finally meet you, man.
Yeah, you too, Corey. I appreciate you, and obviously we follow you as well. I think we're Twitter buddies or whatever it is in the sphere, but you know, you do a great job covering the local sports, and I'm just happy to have a chance to finally meet you in person.
Now, you guys open up on Friday, and first of all, can you believe you've been here this long?
No. My wife was just here picking up our kids, and it just seems like a couple years ago we moved up here from Georgia. But yeah, we've been here 9 years now, and you know, got a good family, got a good friend network, and it's been a good place, so we're happy be here.
What led you to Penn State out? Because are you originally from Florida?
I'm originally from
Florida.
Florida,
Georgia. Yeah. Does he look like Kirby Smart a little bit? Did you get that at all, Dave?
That's the first, Corey.
No,
that's
come
first.
On. I can see a little Kirby Smart.
Maybe.
So what leads you from Florida to Georgia to Central Pennsylvania?
Basketball. You know, just chasing the dream of being a college coach. You know, I was a Division III player at a small college in Tennessee called Maryville College. Then I went back and did some high school. I taught high school and was a varsity high school coach back in Florida where I grew up for 7 years. And then I realized right then I wasn't a very good world history teacher. So I figured I needed to try to get back into the college ranks. And luckily, I got on with a junior college. So I did 2 years of a Division I junior college. And then one of my good friends that I played with at Maryville College got the head job at a school called LaGrange College in LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay.
Another D3 where we had some success. We won the league there 3 years in a row as an associate head coach. And then it was just kind of like, hey, I wanted to see, you know, put my hat in the ring for some head positions. Didn't know anybody in the area, obviously. My wife is from Howard County, Maryland, originally. So she had family in the Baltimore area, and her sister was in Pittsburgh. So the joke was, honey, I applied for a job near your family. And lo and behold, here we are. We're Altoonians now.
My favorite sport has always been college basketball. I love the tournament. I'm a lifelong Syracuse fan. So the tournament, to me, has been great. We know all about Coach K or Boeheim or Calhoun and all the – what's it like to be a Division III basketball head coach? It's just as glorious and glamorous as – Division I, right?
Yeah, exactly. Other than there's like a one less zero in my paychecks, or maybe two less, I should say, for some of them. You know, we put in just as much effort. You know, I mean, obviously those guys are in a lot more stress. We were joking about it, you know, talking about obviously the Penn State football team before I came on. And you know, when we lose, obviously the most pressure that anybody puts on us is ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, especially me. You know, we talked about being a competitor and wanting to win. You know, our athletic department is great. They're very supportive, you know, win or lose, because obviously we're just trying to make better people. We're competitive, great athletes at our level, but obviously we know the majority of our student athletes aren't going to play professionally. Some get a chance overseas, but even that's rare. So we're trying to prepare them for life. So, I mean, our job versus, you know, the big time guys now is they're preparing them to be professional athletes. We're preparing these young men to be professional, you know, doctors or lawyers, mm-hmm. or things like that. So that's why I have them out here helping and things like that. We talk about being involved in the community is a big step. So
when you build a roster at the Division III level, I won't put you on the spot to say this. How can I say it? Local high school basketball here, maybe not the greatest in terms of producing college talent. When you put together a roster, what do you have to do? How far do you have to expand? And when you go into Maryland or Virginia or New York or where, or New Jersey, and you have to say, Altoona's a really nice place. We're 45 minutes from the main campus. You know, what do you have to sell kids on?
You pretty much you just use my taglines right there. You know, we're lucky at our Commonwealth campus. We recently got an award called the Discover Award, which we give all bordering state kids now get this award no matter what, and it basically puts them into in-state tuition.
Okay.
So if you look at roster, you'll see a lot of Maryland, you'll see Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey. So that's helped a lot in the last few years. But yeah, it's really selling the Penn State degree, you know, to be honest. I mean, again, I mentioned it, my joke always in the recruiting process, I went to Maryville College in Maryville, Tennessee, you know, great Division III basketball program. But when I started interviewing for jobs and they'd say, well, where'd you get your degree? And I'd say Maryville College. And where's that? You know, I tell my guys, you know, it's the same idea. You go to that same interview and you get to say, I graduated from Penn State University. You know, while we're still Penn State Altoona, you know, it doesn't say anything about that on the degree.
That degree just says Penn State.
It just says the Pennsylvania State University.
Nathan here goes to Penn State Altoona, so he can relate exactly to everything you're saying.
Why go there?
Exactly. Nathan and I talk about this all the time. You know, a college degree is a piece of paper, but a college degree from Penn State is a lot more valuable piece of paper.
And especially even in the areas of the bordering states. Like, I mean, there's huge alumni. I mean, we're the world's largest living alumni, right? I think we still are. But the D.C. area, you know, Virginia, there are tons and tons of Penn State alumni. And when you're going for that job, you know, out of college, especially these days, it's nice to have those connections.
When you're putting together a bunch of guys, what are you looking for? Are you looking for the best players you can get, players that will fit the group that you've got, players that will be happy at Penn State Altoona and maybe stay a long time as opposed to coming in for just a year and looking to move on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we get affected by the transfer portal too, believe it or not. You know, guys want to try to make that next step up. But I'm a coach. I recruit, you know, best player available, you know, best talent, and we fit them around what we need. We play very fast. I run the old Loyola Marymount break.
Love it.
And get up and down, and we press. So we have a pretty deep roster anyway. We play 10, 11 guys every game. So that helps, obviously, because, you know, there's guys, there's teams we play, they play seven guys and six of them play 40 minutes and, you know, and it's just crazy. So I think that helps. I mean, you know, we like guys that are interchangeable. I mean, you know, now basketball, the big term is it's a positionless sport almost. You know, in the NBA, you got Nikola Jokic bringing the ball up like he's a point guard. And so now, and you know, that's what these young men are doing now. So this year we brought in a lot of height that can play multiple positions because we like to switch a lot. We switch a lot of ball screens. We're very aggressive defensively, so I think that's going to be able to help us. So, yeah, I mean, both we're looking for guys that fit in our system. But, man, if there's a kid and he's the best player possible and I got, you know, some other guards, well, we're going to bring in the best player possible because at the end of the day, you know, competition breeds success. The more good players we get in and we have more and more competitive practices, the better we're going to be.
You had me at Loyola Marymount. Everything else you said after that, I'm just thinking of Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble and Pear Steamer and Jeff Fryer and all that stuff. I'm 51.
Lowry.
Yeah, I'm 51. Are you about?
I'm 49.
So I graduated high school in 92.
I was 93.
So I watched them play Shaq and Chris Jackson at LSU.
Yeah.
I think Loyola Marymount, it's the most fun team in the history of all sports.
Yeah, and then again, one of the saddest stories, as you know, but I mean, I would have loved to see what a team could have done if Hank Gathers, you know, didn't leave us the way he did, because I think they probably would have made a run. They ran into UNLV, though. That's a pretty tough team, too. Yeah.
And Joe Haig, former women's coach at St. Francis, very close. He ran it. Yep. He loves that style.
Yep.
Where are kids nowadays with wanting to play? I think the first game of the NBA season, the Celtics hit like 29 threes.
Yeah, they shot 60.
Yeah. Where are we now with when you're recruiting kids? Because I've said for a number of years, Dave, I think the most impactful player of this generation is Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Because all kids, my 12-year-olds, they're all, they're shooting threes. Yeah. Curry!
Yeah.
Like, dude, you ain't Curry. Go shoot within 10 feet.
Hey.
But what style do kids want to play nowadays?
They want to play that style. I mean, everybody from our point guard to our center wants to be a three-point shooter, you know, and it's okay. I mean, it's the evolution of the game, a lot of it has to do with Steph Curry and his ability to shoot. But, you know, we're a team where I have a saying, you know, I'm not a big analytical guy at all, but, you know, there's that saying they always say, you know, three's more than two. You know, my combat is, well, two is obviously better than zero. You know, so if I can run to the rim and go get a layup on a fast break versus run to the corner and spot up for three, we're still teaching. We want to run to the rim and get that too. I mean, kids just love the open floor. You know, the thing we were talking about with these guys, we have conversations about the GOAT all the time, and we're not going to get into that right now, but players today are definitely more individually skilled, you know, when you talk about shooting and ball handling and things like that. I think some of the things that are lost in that translation, though, are great team basketball at time, and that's what we're really trying to preach. You know, we don't have anybody that's going to average 25 a game. We want five or six guys, you know, averaging double figures, 12 to 13, because I think that's the best way to play basketball. You know, and it's harder and harder today to sell that to some of these guys.
Nathan, you're on campus. I mean, there's been some success with the Penn State Altoona men last year. Do people around campus, what's it like talking basketball with kids on campus? Do they look forward to watching that kind of style?
I mean, they enjoy it. They enjoy going out to the games and stuff like that. I mean, I think people like the exciting fast break dunks and threes, and yeah, you know,
we've had the last couple of years the defensive player of the year, Dwayne Jones. He was here earlier. He's pretty fun to watch. He's 6'7" kid from Johnstown, can jump out of the gym, block shots, so he's exciting.
Hey,
to
when
watch.
You play a fun style, that's what people want. So yeah. This is year 9 for you. You didn't play during COVID, so
correct.
Season 8.
Correct.
Have you accomplished a lot of the things that you would have wanted when you first got here in 2016? And Penn State Altoona basketball history has not always been great. There's been some pockets of success here. But for your 8 years, have you taken the steps in the program that you had hoped to take?
Yeah, absolutely everything except for the big goal still is to win our conference championship and get to the national tournament. We've won a regular season championship. We've made it to the conference championship game. We just haven't gotten over that hump to get to the NCAA tournament, which is what we really want to do. You know, personally, I mean, not, you know, you asked the question. I am now the all-time winningest coach in Penn State Altoona history.
Congratulations.
I got my 100th win last year against LaRoche, so that was huge. So, yeah, as far as those things, those are the personal goals. But team goals, the reason I came here is because I wanted to take Penn State Altoona to the national tournament, because I've experienced that as a player at Maryville and as a coach at LaGrange. And I want these guys and this community and our team to realize that.
That is awesome. And we were saying you have a young family and you're kind of an Altoid now and everything. So maybe everybody wants to go on to bigger and better, but maybe you can stay here a while and enjoy life as Penn State Altoona men's basketball.
Well,
coach.
You know, the great thing about working at Penn State is, you know, there is that opportunity. Now, I'm not saying I'm not Mike Rhodes or Joe Crispin, but you do know they have D3 roots, both of them.
Yeah.
Coach Rhodes played at Lebanon Valley.
Yeah.
And I met Joe. I think you saw that when he was at Rowan when I was working a couple games. So I've got a good relationship with those guys now. So who knows? I mean, my dream of being Coach K is obviously far gone, but we'll see where it leads me, man.
Got time, brother. Got time.
That's right. You got your season opener coming up Friday. What kind of team do you have, Dave?
Man, we got a really good team, I think. We got a good mixture of some good returners with some really good newcomers. I mean, we got a kid from Texas. He was all state out there. He's going to be starting for us. He's a good player. Like I said, we got some height. We got some talent. Our opening game is going to be probably our hardest game of the year. We played Case Western in their tournament. Last year they were in the Sweet 16 Division III. They're a powerhouse. But I think when it comes to the AMCC conference again, I mean, I think we're going to be right there. We're going to be in the thick of things like we always are.
That's great, man. All great discussion. Like I said, I can talk Loyola and Marymount. It's literally one of my favorite
anytime
subjects
you want.
In sports at all. I still cry when I think of Hank Gather. So that was great. I just love any coach.
Yeah.
Joe Hagan, I used to have a lot of conversations about that.
He's a good guy. I wore 44 in high school.
Did you really?
Yes,
how about that?
I did. So,
that
was great meeting you, and I really appreciate you having us, and look forward to hopefully talking to you down the road.
Fantastic. Appreciate it, Dave.
Okay.
We're going to step away for a break. We'll wrap things up here after this.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious, homemade meals served up from 11:30 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Up here from our location show at Sam's Club. They got the Blair County Food Drive going on. If you want to stop by, donate some food here or at Walmart or Walmart in East Freedom. Nathan, good discussion. I love the discussion, by the way, with Dave McGreal from Penn State Altoona. College basketball has always been my thing.
Yeah, you love it. I mean, especially getting the insight from a Division III coach, kind of see the differences between, I mean, what we see on TV in Division I. Then
yeah, it's
Division
very
III.
Different. I mean, you think about the amount of work that these guys have to do at the lower levels of coaching, and it's Division III coaches, they're out there cleaning the gym. They're out there sweeping the floors. They don't have...
It's dedication.
They don't have all this stuff that these other guys have.
It's dedication. And you think any college coach at any level, the recruiting is just insane. I mean, the amount of time you got to put in, it's crazy.
Would
it's
you
crazy.
Agree with... Because we got college basketball season. It opened this week. Penn State opened with a 40-point win over Binghamton. Would you agree with me about Steph Curry and his... When you're going out playing one-on-one or pick up with friends... Is anybody shooting layups anymore, or is everybody just jacking up threes?
Everybody's trying that step back three. Yep. You don't see any more people drive the lane. I mean, that's not how the game's played anymore, especially in this younger generation. I feel like it did change with Curry 2014, 2015, start jacking up threes, and that's how everybody plays nowadays.
I saw a video. I don't know if this was new or old, but I saw a video of Steph pulling off. He did an underhanded shot a foot inside the free throw line. Then he took a step back, made a jumper, step back, made a jumper. He took like 6, 7, 8, 9 steps back to 35 feet, made that, took a step in, kept 17 in a row.
It's crazy.
Started with an underhand, throwing the ball 20 feet in the air, trick shot, went back to the 35-foot line, came back in, ended with that same 30-foot in the air trick shot from inside the free throw line.
Curry is absolutely insane. There's the one clip of him hitting like 100 straight threes in the corner during like a warm up. Then, I mean, just the clips of him in the tunnel pregame, too, just throwing it full court, somehow making it.
Well, I want to say thanks to Nathan for coming out and helping me out here. Nathan usually comes in Tuesday, Thursday, but I really appreciate having you here. And we'll get back to our regular programming tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot of Steelers tomorrow because we didn't have the Black and Gold Breakdown show this week. So I really do want to get into what the Steelers did at the trade deadline. But stop on by here at Sam's Club. They got the Blair County Food Drive. You want to donate some food, again, here at Walmart or the Walmart in East Freedom. I'm sure they would love to have you. Again, the Penn State Altoona men's basketball team is here right now. Lots of volunteers. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.